Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on this Monday evening. We've got a few things on the plate, guys, that I want to go over. I got a lot of stuff here, a lot of stuff. I have a few opinions, too, I want to make tonight. I believe a lot of people here share much of this opinion with me, you know, about the whole Occupy thing that's going on across the whole world and, you know, about really how controlled it is, really. I've seen some more interesting footage today and last night, especially talking about, you know, the whole Brooklyn Bridge thing with the 700 people arrested and, you know, the whole story about how, you know, that was funded and you know, the cops took millions of dollars to arrest everybody. And, you know, I think that's just another rabbit trail for us to chase because I don't even think 700 people were arrested because that looked very much staged. It really did. I saw some footage today where they're on the bridge and you could see people like just – they don't look like they're really in it. They look like they're acting. The cops have their hands in their pockets, a couple of them, when all these protesters are about to like get real rowdy with them supposedly, and then on the ground and I'm just going by what my eyes tell me, on the ground it's written in chalk the word police like please stand here. I think the whole thing's a freaking joke, and basically it's, you know, every time something like this happens it's always got the common theme, and the common theme is always our civil liberties are being trampled on, and they're basically trying to get you fired up. They want to make everybody revolt. That's what they want. They want violence. They want us to riot. They want to clamp down with the police state even harder. They do. I mean, I know it sounds, you know, it's frustrating, right? I mean, what the hell? What did we do? What did we do to deserve this? Believe your bullcrap stories for freaking 10 years, 15, 20 years, however long, you know? Some of you guys that are, you know, a lot older than me, you've been hearing the BS for 50 years, right? Now, guys, this whole Occupy thing, especially New York, it's so controlled. It's so phony. Don't get too worked up in it. Just know what it is. It's there to draw people out of the woodwork, to make people pissed off so they can identify people, and ultimately so they – basically so they can come down hot on the police state. Now, when all the smoke clears from this, right, guys? When all the smoke clears, mark my words, you're going to see something like some new legislation that they try to pass or, you know, some amendment to the, you know, in addition to the Patriot Act type of thing, you know, where we're losing our free speech, you know, around the weekend of an event or, you know, something ridiculous. I would not be surprised at all, guys, at all. I saw on Justin's page, actually. Justin, you know, he's a host here. And I saw on his page that in Maine, I guess somebody threw a chemical bomb at 4 in the morning yesterday. Jesus, man. Yeah, why go out there and subject yourself to this? Because ultimately, they're controlling it. So what's it gonna accomplish? It's not going to accomplish anything. Really. I mean, it's really... I don't know, and it's getting cold, and you just, don't be going down there and getting sick over this. I mean, seriously, there's more COINTELPRO in that place than I don't even know, man. But I'm being serious about the Brooklyn Bridge thing, and then this thing in Chicago. I guess yesterday they arrested 130 people all in one swoop. Okay, you know, it could be real. Okay. Because we know it's a police state, and they want to bear down on everybody. But, guys, I'm telling you, go with a watchful eye and look at the Brooklyn Bridge thing again. Look at some more footage from some different angles and stuff, and you'll see. You'll see how staged it looks with, like, the people overlooking from the top, kind of just, like, hanging out. They're watching a staged event. I know it sounds like I go down that road a lot, but, I mean, that's the truth of it. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna go down the normal road that everybody else goes down just because that's what everybody else in the truth community wants to go down. No, that's wrong. I'm gonna go by what I know is the truth. And with this, you know, this isn't something I investigated for months and months and months and months like some of the other things. Okay, this is just something that I saw a couple short things and I have a hunch on. And I mean, we all know I mean, everybody here is educated enough to know that there's so many people in it that are controlled. But I really think a lot of the mass arrests are actually phony. It's actually BS. And why would they do that? Well, I just told you why. To make you angry, to make you revolt so they can come down harder with the police state. Listen, guys, they still haven't got the guns out of all of our hands, right? That's the ultimate goal. It really is. And you know, we talk about this a lot, but everything, you know, so many things tie in together. You have to talk about them a lot because, you know, the whole police state, you know, we talk about how, you know, since 9/11, it's been in high gear, but it's been going on before then. And the gun agenda has been, you know, I don't even know because I don't want to misquote. You know, as far as I know, it's been at least 15 years. But I mean, I'm younger than a lot of people. People, you know, you tell me they've been trying to do it for 30 years, and they've probably been trying to do it for 30 years. They've been trying to get the guns out of our hands forever. It seems, right? And isn't that supposed to be our right, our Second Amendment? I mean, what's the deal with that? The reason we have that right is to protect ourselves against a tyrannical government. It is. We can't let them take that. And look at everything that happens. Like, you know, the Giffords thing, we talked about that. That was part of this agenda. Yes, it was. Okay? All that gun violence in Arizona with, you know, the border state, and they're giving all the guns, you know, the Fast and Furious. If you guys that don't know, they gave 30,000 guns, untraceable, just gave them to the Mexican cartels to get the violence going at the border. Okay? We did, you know, a good portion of a show on that. But these are all the types of events that they stage to get the guns out of our hands. And this Occupy thing, I believe, you know, and it's not just that, okay? And it never is. It's never just one agenda, guys. It's always 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 agendas, right? All the time. Every event that they pull is multi-faced, multifaceted. You guys know what I'm trying to say. It is. And one of the agendas of this is absolutely to get the violence going and to come down with the police state and ultimately try and take your weapons. You know, couldn't you see it? Couldn't you see if, since New York is like the biggest one, if it got real bad in New York, couldn't you see, I don't know, there already is a gun ban in New York, isn't there? I don't know about the whole state. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the city does have a gun ban, actually. So maybe I don't want to go down that road too much, huh? But speaking of New York, all right, and speaking of the cops again out in New York, and we just talked about them the other day about how they were planting drugs on innocent people, all right? And, you know, we all know that goes on, guys, but it's so rampant down there, especially in Brooklyn, that they have a quota to meet, like how cops give traffic tickets and people say, oh, it's the end of the month. Yeah, the same thing here with drug charges. So if they don't have enough, they feel pressured to get them real quick. So they planted on innocent people. And one of the guys that got caught doing it a boatload of times, okay? He showed no remorse for it, guys. And he said, all right, I don't care. Most of those people are going to go to court tomorrow and just get out and not get a long sentence. So I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. You believe that? And he's planting cocaine on people. That's bad news, man. That could ruin somebody's life. It really could. It could ruin somebody's career, right? Some of you people, I mean, it wouldn't matter. I mean, you work for yourself. A lot of people don't have to work for big companies, and they see something like that, forget it. See you later. You're done. You're never getting back in the game. You're done. You're done. Toast. Imagine that. Because, you know, it's the cop word against yours. You go in court and say, oh, that wasn't mine. They planted that. And they're going to laugh at you. It is guilty till proven innocent. Innocent till proven guilty, my ass. It hasn't been like that in a long time, if it ever was. Everybody I can think of, okay? I live in the city. I have a lot of friends. Everybody I can think of that's ever gotten in trouble, right? They've always been guilty till proven innocent, right? I mean, they'll take your car. They'll take whatever, or you'll have to pay all of these monies to lawyers. And even if you win, you're still out thousands of dollars. It's like, come on, man. You should get reimbursed. You should. It's BS. What about the people that get locked up and released 25 years later because of new evidence, new DNA evidence or whatever? Jesus, man. How do you even, you know, you can't make up for that. That's the one reason, guys, I don't believe in the death penalty. I don't. I'm sorry. And, you know, there's actually a couple of reasons. Why don't we talk about that for a second? You know, that's the main reason I don't agree with the death penalty. Because how many times have you seen people get exonerated after years? I mean, you got to at least let them get a chance to get a couple of appeals or something, right? Maybe after so many appeals or something. But, you know, if you're smart, you just save that last one. It's like your extra challenge. What did I want to say here? Yeah, the other reason I don't agree with it is that's the easy way out, man. Somebody did something where they deserve the death penalty, let them sit in jail. You can just wipe them out, let them start over, or whatever the hell happens to you. I mean, I don't know what you know. That's way out of my league to even go down that road and talk about that. I don't even know. But whatever happens to you after, you got to think it's better than sitting in jail for the rest of your life, don't you? Nah, screw that. Leave him in jail. And then if, you know, and it's fair too, because then if he's innocent and more evidence comes out, they can be released. Okay? You know, we really gotta take a look at our whole prison system and what the hell we're doing. Because we have 25% of the world's prisoners, and we are only like, you know, not even 5% of the population or something ridiculous like that. People are in there for petty, petty crimes. The United States of America is the ultimate police state. Yes, yes. And that little movie that they scripted out called September 11th kicked the thing into high gear. Absolutely. And I'm fed up with it. I am. That's why I'm going full throttle, and I'm going to try to expose it, and I'm, you know, going to try and help a few people get that story out to everybody and, you know, let the whole country know what really happened. Free everybody from all this fear and submission into the government. Some people still won't get it, but, you know, it's time for it to end. We want our country back, don't we, guys? It's been hijacked. There weren't no planes hijacked, but our country has been hijacked. I'll tell you that much. It's awful. I'm ashamed. I'll admit it. I'm ashamed. Every time I talk to somebody, right? Say I'm talking to somebody online on Facebook or whatever, right? And they're from another country, you know? First thing I do is I apologize. First thing I do when I get in the room or get in the message, I apologize. I apologize for all the bull crap that we're doing to you. And you know what? I was talking to some people in Canada yesterday. I mean, we got a few right here on the station, actually, a lot of them. I was talking to some other buddy of mine online in Canada, and I said, let me ask you this, Bell. Do the people in Canada know that, like, you know, we just don't know for the most part that our government really is that bad and we're just oblivious to it? Or do they think that, like, you know, we back that? And they know. They know that most people are just oblivious to it. And I explained to them, you know, the ones of us that do know absolutely do not back it. We hate what's going on. And they know. People understand. They just think we're really stupid. And we are. We're so brainwashed by the TV. I mean, you guys, even if you try to deny it right now, you're lying to yourself, okay? Maybe you're not anymore, but for a long time in your life, I'm sure you were brainwashed by the TV. And brainwashed seems like a strong word, but it is brainwashed in every sense of the word. Absolutely. You're absolutely programmed by, you know, it's almost like you know, selectively programming you, because it only gives you certain information, so you only base an opinion a certain way. How are you ever going to get the whole story if they're only giving you all the opinion that favors one side? I mean, think about it. And how smart can you be if you go around reciting the news? I know people that do that. People that tell me how stupid I am and how wrong I am and all this BS, and, you know, they just reciting stuff from the news. It's unbelievable. It's frustrating, you know? It's frustrating sometimes. Sometimes you just have long, exhausting days from trying to explain the simplest things to people. Okay? Now, I'm going to say a little message right here that I've been saying for a while now, pretty much ever since I've been on the radio here, which is only, you know, it's only been a couple of weeks. I mean, probably like 2 weeks, right? But you guys need to know that it's not just this Occupy thing It's not just September 11th. It's not just a Giffords thing. Guys, we all know the media lies. Everybody in the community needs to realize, though, how much of the damn stuff is actually staged with actors. I mean, I can't drive that point home enough. I can't. You guys got to look for it every single time. And even if we're wrong a couple of times, it's okay, dude. They do it so much. You got to look for it every time. Now, let me ask you guys this, right? Why is there all this confusion over how Gaddafi was killed? And why is the new government that they've put up real quick and they want an investigation into how he was killed if we supposedly have this videotape of him being killed? Well, obviously, there's something wrong there, right? I'm not saying he's not dead. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? And this happens all the time. In the long run, guys, if he's dead or he's not, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're already over there. The same thing is going to happen. If he's dead now, if he's dead in 3 months, or if he's in exile somewhere, it doesn't matter right now, right? Does it? No. It doesn't matter. But, you know, you guys got to remember how we always tell everybody how much of a lie the news is. We got to remember that too, that a lot of the stuff we're looking at is absolutely fake. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's a digital deception, okay? Digital deception. And it is. Not saying everything, but I'm not saying it's 10% either. We're talking like probably over 50% of what you're looking at. I mean, literally. If you're not watching the local news talking about the guy that got shot down the street, you're not really getting too much factual stuff off that TV. I mean, you're really not. There's so much BS that goes out there. And so many times, guys, if you have the eye for it, you know, you'll catch them. You'll see that they're doing stuff like in front of a green screen instead of on the scene like they pretend they are. It's unbelievable. Just events that really do happen. They'll add graphics to it and stuff. Yeah, and they'll make it look worse. It's like, come on, man. It's frustrating because the technology is only going to get better, right? I mean, a couple more years, are you going to be able to even see the difference? It's already hard to do sometimes, right? I mean, look how far things like Photoshop and stuff have come in the last 10 years in the way people can do that. And there's still tons of errors. That's the thing, too, guys, about September 11th and all the bullcrap that they staged there. They made a lot of errors with the photos. If you guys, if you guys are real researchers of it and spend a lot of time on it and go through all the Ground Zero photos, right, guys? Spend at least like 5 or 6 hours on it. You don't have to spend a whole week on it. Spend like 5 or 6 hours on it. Go through all the Ground Zero photos. Spend a good minute or 2 or 3 minutes on each one, looking over it real good. You tell me what you see wrong. You will see so much BS going on. It's unbelievable, guys. We've all been had. We've all been had. They make movies and then they push through agendas. Why do the real thing if you can push through an agenda? Now, you know, if you don't even need to do it, just get the same agenda pushed through. And the other thing I mentioned the other night, and you know, this is a story we all know about, and I am really leaning towards telling you guys that, you know, I'm almost, you know, 100% sure that whole underwear bomb story, that whole thing's just made up, okay? Now, we all know the deal, that it's not what they say on the news and that the agent brought him to the desk. He didn't have a passport, yada, 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 okay? Well, sorry. It doesn't fly. The underwear bomber, the shoe bomber, you know, Osama bin Laden's, you know, one of his supposed same agenda got pushed through, like we were just saying. But I just want you guys to know that things that we think we know and we're so sure about, tell everybody, okay? I'm having a lot of doubts that guy, Kurt Haskell's a lawyer. Maybe he is, but I'm thinking he's more like a well-spoken, along the way we forgot about that. But they've been using it ever since. They control the news. Of course they do that. They control Hollywood and the news. And they can sway our opinion so much by putting something on a screen. Imagine that. That's all they got to do. Put something on a screen and people will believe it. It's awful. We're losing our rights over freaking movies, TV shows, and special effects. Okay? I'm telling you guys, all these things that we think we know happened, a lot of them we need to look at again under a new light. Look at them in a new way. That were these events really happened, or were these events faked? And we were told that they happened. It's funny when you look at the same people that arrive on the scene at all these events. It's real funny. It's pretty aggravating. It's pretty aggravating that, we think that, we're in this group fighting for the truth. And you got all these, I don't even know what you want to call them. I don't even like to use any of those words. They all suck. Whatever we want to call these people. You want to call them shills, COINTELPRO, whatever they are. I can't stand them. Leave us alone. You guys ruining everything enough already. Just stay out of our way, man. You're going to pretend that you're out for the truth and you're really not, and more than half of the people are believing it. It's so aggravating. If you guys aren't listening to smaller stations like us and things like this, you're probably getting a lot of lies. So much of the bigger alternative media is a joke. Really is. You can get some better sides of the story, but you gotta have a watchful eye with them too, guys. You do. Sometimes you gotta realize it's like looking at the regular news. You gotta know how to pick through it. I've gone so freaking far down this road today. I didn't even get to some of the stuff I want to get to. Oh, how about this stuff, guys, right? So CBS with their propaganda, all right? We're talking about the Gaddafi thing, okay? And we were just talking about this, how I'm not saying he's not dead. I'm just saying, okay, we don't know for a fact how many times they tell us he killed bin Laden. And why is there a controversy coming out of Libya if he's dead or not when they have a videotape of him being killed? Well, that must say something about the validity of the tape. I mean, right? I would think so. So CS with their propaganda, basically, being right on the ball, reinforcing the whole story, all right, that this guy is dead. They're saying, this is the headline too, Gaddafi sodomized by rebels after death or something like that. That's what their headline was. I just saw it like an hour ago. So then I go on to read it, and they're talking about how these rebels stuck objects up his rear end. Are you serious, man? You can't find nothing better to talk about? You're going to go make up some BS like that? You're going to make them... I mean, come on, man. These guys have no ethics at all. I'd like to smack the crap out of every one of them. I would. Do your job. Do some... Be a responsible journalist for once. Tell people something useful. Just add on to the BS. This just makes me believe it even less. Look what they're doing. They're just adding all these little rabbit trails, and just like with everything else. And hey, how about this, guys? So you're watching the video, right? here's your certificate of authenticity, if you will, on if a Muslim extremist video is real. If you hear somebody yelling, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, and you hear it like 10 times, oh yeah, that definitely must be real. Unbelievable. It's so aggravating. It really is. And guys, for those that don't know, that are listening, okay, that might have a little idea, some of you guys are awake, but you might not have just gotten to this part of the information yet, right? Gaddafi, okay, I'm not going to sit up here and pretend I've studied Gaddafi for years and I know his whole background, okay? I don't. So, maybe he really was a really bad guy before. But I'll tell you some things I do know about him that are absolutely crucial to why they're going in there, and, we're never going to hear about it, okay, guys? Listen to this. Gaddafi, number one,
sense.
Terrorists, we're just greedy MFs, all right? We are. And this guy, tell me how evil this is. What if, how about, now I know they don't have this much money, but let's say the Bushes had hundreds of billions, okay? When they were, when he was running the White House, okay? What if Bush said, yeah, you know, to get us off this I'm going to fix it. I'm going to put up $100 million of my own currency, and I'm going to do it for the whole continent. Oh, he'd be real evil, right? That's what Gaddafi did. How about that? That's what he was trying to do. That's why they killed him. How about that? He was going to put up $97 billion of his own money to back the gold dinar, and he was going to put the whole freaking continent of Africa on there, pretty much securing their economy. Maybe not permanently, but from all the crap that's going on all over the world with everybody falling, he's trying to save the whole continent's economy. All right? He gave back. Gas was cheap. Infrastructure was good. The most technically advanced country in Africa. And don't forget, the reason they said they were going in there, one of them, he's supposedly killing his civilians. He's got the Air Force shooting them down from the sky. It never happened, all right? It didn't. I'm sorry, it never happened. Go ahead. Go look at some foreign satellite images. You'll see. Go ask the Russians. They know. For that whole 3-4 month period that we said that was going on, his Air Force was never even flying over there. Go talk to the people on the ground. Go look for some evidence. There's nothing going on. Once again, guys, we are attacking people unprovoked. That's why I feel we cannot talk about the wars enough. Until we end this, you know, I'm trying real hard not to swear right now, but I'm really mad. I really am. I'm so mad right now. Because when is it going to stop, guys? Because we're left what? When we go over there and park a freaking tank on their street, shove a freaking missile up their ass, then they're the terrorists when they shoot a rocket at our helicopter. Are you kidding me, man? Probably what's really going on. They probably, you know, he's probably another one of their freaking actors, okay? Guys, they don't let a crisis go wasted. You know that. They're going to fake an alien invasion or something. You don't think so? False flag, fake alien invasion. You're looking on TV, it's 2012, you know? November, December, you know? They got some holograms pretending they're taking out a whole city. Everybody's going nuts. They martial law. Everybody turning. Everybody we know that still watches the regular news. We got to let them know that it's a joke. All right? And we can watch it. You know, we don't have feet on the ground everywhere. But we know they're lions. Guys, we're going into war after war after war. Do you guys even know that we're going into Uganda and God knows where else in Central Africa now? Well, you don't think we're going to drop our drills in the ground when we're done? We're probably pumping right now. We probably realize there's more there than we thought, so we got to get some more pumps in there. We're despicable right now. And I'm not anti-American. That's why I'm mad, guys. I want to bring our name back. And I know we're not going to get the lobbyists thrown out, but at least let's make some noise about it. Let's try and do something, man. That's what's really ruining the whole system, more than even the parties, I think. Is the corruptibility. I mean, how would it not get corrupt when these people take millions of dollars from corporations? What, do you think they're not going to return the favor? I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's a sad state of affairs, dude. It really is. It's so much more like a dictatorship than we realize, guys. People are going to look back on us in like 50 years and be like, those people are so stupid. They didn't realize that this guy was a dictator and these people, you know, they just kept switching him off and putting, you know what they do? They probably got... We don't know. We think we know, right? We think we know who some of the people are pulling the strings. They probably put all those people out there, okay? The real people pulling the strings have probably never, ever been on camera. You probably never heard their name. And they probably are dictators. They probably, a couple of them, been sitting there for 50 years doing it. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe friggin' like Henry Kissinger running the country type people. You know what I mean? Who knows? Who knows? We know this, right? How about this, guys? Let's say... The military has a plan like, say, you know, a 9/11 type plan or something on that scale, right? Like to go, you know, false flag or fake false flag, whatever you guys want to believe happened. If a new president comes in, right, guys, and he's not down with that, he's not going to be able to stop that, right? No, the military ultimately runs it. They do. So who's ever running the military at the top is running this whole thing. Along with, you know, who's running NATO? Who's sitting behind them? Who knows? Is it even the Vatican? Could be. Read some very interesting stuff. Could be. Now let me see what else I wanted to touch on tonight. You know, I'm not even done with Gaddafi yet. I want to talk about the TSA. I'm running out of time. Yeah, Gaddafi. Okay, let's talk about Gaddafi again for a minute. Guys, think about the last, you know, like the last 10 years, okay? They've been taking out everybody, right? Saddam, Gaddafi, Osama. Well, you know, they say they've been taking out everybody. You know, as far as the public knows, they've been taking out everybody, right? What do you guys think they're doing? They're just re-strategizing, they're like bringing in fresh troops, basically, but they're bringing in fresh dictators. The people that come and take over these countries now are going to be put in place just like these guys were. At some point, these guys probably stepped out of line and wanted to do things on their own. They control so much of it. They really do. So much of it's just a facade. It's just a facade. I had some health issue that I wanted to touch on tonight, and I'll be damned if I forget what it was. What was it? Oh, you know what I did want to talk about, the TSA. You know, it was announced today in Natural News. Natural News is a pretty good site. It's I like to get a lot of health information. Truth War, are you running the back lines right now?
Yeah,
oh. You, what do you like to go for health information? What sources do you like? You know a lot about the body and stuff.
Yeah, and I don't have nearly enough sites. I like Natural News and Mercola.com, Mercola.
Yep, that one's good too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you use the same site.
I get the newsletters from Natural Solutions Foundation.
Natural Solutions Foundation? Do you have to be a member or something? Does it cost money?
No. I just get a newsletter from them. I don't know about joining anything there. I haven't joined anything, but... Rev had a great lady on, Lynette Pate, P-A-T-E.
And, what's her story?
She used to call herself the Organic Guru. I guess she still does, but Rev kind of renamed her the Whole Food Guru.
I just wanted to get your opinion on the... where you get your information from, because I was telling people Natural News too. And that's good though, you use that too.
Yeah, definitely. And like I say, I've looked everywhere for nutrition sites, and there is just very fragmented
nothing. Information. There's nothing, guys. Guys out there listening, now, you guys know how it is when you break away from the mainstream media, right? And then you go... and you get these alternative media sites. Well, dude, when you guys are looking for alternative health sites, it's like 1 to 1,000 as compared to alternative news sites. Right, Truth War? It's like 1 to 1,000. I mean, there's like 3 or 4 of them out there. There's like nothing. They don't want that information out.
Yeah, and when you do find them, they're very specific. They're usually addressing conditions. When I don't have a condition, I just want to... find the nutrition for a regular diet, like that anybody would eat. You know, and there's nothing. I don't know anything about what's in food or you know, what's GMO and what's not now. That's another joker in the pot.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing, guys. I went through this a while ago, and pretty much The only site that I go to for health information is naturalnews.com. I've gone to the Mercola a few times too. That's actually the only other site I ended up on that was any good. I mean, they all have the CDT BS, the CDC BS behind them, and the FDA BS behind them, and they really do. I mean, they're going to be pro vaccine and everything. I mean, it's awful. It's hard to find good health information. Hopefully he's a good guy. I like Mike Adams' information over at Natural News. He's sometimes known as the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com, guys. It's a great site. Obviously, we don't have any affiliation with them or anything. I'm just telling you that is the first website I go to when I get up in the morning. It really is. It's a great site. It really is. And anytime you want to research something like deeper, like anything, whether it's a certain condition or it's a certain vitamin or anything in between, there's great links there where he will have a whole podcast on the topic for free, or he will have an ebook for free, or the search engine on there. I mean, that's one of my favorite search engines, even, you know, almost as much as Google, because on there you can search for anything. Go on there and you want to learn about anything. Let's say GMO, you type GMO and all the articles that talk about GMO, you know, they're all going to be right there. It's just, it works really nice. It's a great site. I love using it. But back to the NYPD, actually. I forgot something. We were talking about the NYPD setting people up. How about this, guys? The NYPD, right, was giving women crack for Hummers, I guess you could call them. I didn't really know how to – I wasn't planning on saying that, so I didn't know how to put it the best PC way. But, yeah. They were actually giving women crack for sexual favors, and this was happening a lot, a real lot. This one guy, Perez, okay, he got caught, you know, giving it to this woman who ratted him out, and he got brought up. He actually got convicted of one charge of corruption, okay, and he only got years probation, but he skated on 34 other charges. So they pretty much get away with what they want over there. New York is just like – it's pretty disgusting. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. I'm not saying New York is disgusting. It's pretty disgusting what goes on there with the police and how much of a police state it is. I mean, it's like the epicenter of the police state in this country. It's pretty depressing. And, here's the rest of that story. You know what? I'm sorry, guys. I said the name wrong. I hate doing that. The victim's name was Melanie Perez. That wasn't the officer's name. The officer's name was, we'll get back to it. But they do it all the time. And he was part of the group that gives the, that plants the drugs on people that we were talking about. They actually call it flaking. They do it so much, they call it flaking. They have a name for it. And the guys that, you know, the IA people or whatever, the people prosecuting the cops, they are not happy about it. They want to hang this guy bad. I mean, real bad. I mean, look what he's doing, guys. Think about how much that can mess up your life. No, I think we already went over this on the show, this exact show, actually, but it still bothers me. As if the drug penalties aren't harsh enough and BS enough when there's so much other stuff going on, to plant cocaine on people in New York and do it on a regular basis to meet a quota, are you guys serious? They wonder why people don't have any respect for them, dude. Do that to me, we're going to want to beat the crap out of you with your own billy gun. Seriously, man. Yeah, that's what we said. We're putting the boots to you to do that, dude. I don't care what happens. That's ridiculous. And their word against yours, you know? Their word against yours. Every time, man. You know, I was a victim of it one night. They beat the crap out of me in a parking garage, leaving a bar, and I didn't do anything. I had gotten in a fight with somebody, and I thought it was his friends jumping me from behind. They never announced they were cops or anything. I didn't see them. They just started throwing me into a car. So I started fighting back and, you know, resisting arrest and, you know, everything. Booting me in the face, the whole thing, you know. And there's some good ones out there. And, you know, there's even some in my family. But there's some terrible ones, man. They really abuse that badge. They really do. And long gone is the day of seeing the regular beat patrolmen, right? you know, with the tie. Now when you see them, what do they look like? They look more suited up than guys that are in Iraq. They all look like they're on the SWAT team, man. And they don't even wear, like, the nice policeman hat anymore. They either got a baseball cap on or they're friggin' wearing, like, a Rainbow Six helmet. Truth, you know what Rainbow Six is. For people out there that don't know, it's like a SWAT team video game, basically. Yeah, that's what they look like. They look like soldiers. They don't look like cops anymore. They act like it. They act like these soldiers do. You know, the out-of-control ones. There's a lot of good soldiers. But there's a lot of brainwashed ones, too. And that's not their fault. I mean, they go through some. The stuff the soldiers go through is absolutely atrocious, what they do to them, okay? It's basically treason. it's sad. It is. And why would you want to join when they're doing that to you? Have some respect for the people that risk their life for you. I mean, really. And those people that pull that card out on us and say we don't support the troops, those people are the ones disrespecting the troops. We support the troops so much that we want them to come home, man. Okay? Yeah, if we need you to defend us, then go do it. That's your job, man. But when you're out starting trouble, no, bring them home. Why don't you get out from behind the desk and go start the trouble yourself, tough guy? We drop you off on the front lines, you prick. So aggravating, man. It's never going to end. We're going in Iran next, right? I didn't even mention that tonight. Look at this. We're talking about Uganda and everything else. I didn't even mention Iran. And that's their gem. That's what they've been waiting for, guys. Guys, they wanted to go in Iran before they went in Iraq. Yes. Look at a map. Look where Iran is. Look at every country around it. We got bases in every country. We've taken over every country around it, basically. We've been surrounding Iran for the last 10 years. And we've been in Afghanistan for 10 years now, guys. 10 freaking years, okay? So are you trying to tell me that it takes that freaking long to lock that place down? No, it's because we're selling the opium, guys. Yep. Uncle Sam took the opium production that was about 50% of the world supply, which is a hell of a lot of opium, right? And since we've been there, it's now 90% of the world's opium supply, right out of Afghanistan. Do you think it goes out under our nose, 90% of the world's supply of opium? No, it doesn't. We supply the fertilizer. We guard the fields for them. They grow it. We ship it out. We sell it. We put it on the street. The same banks that finance the drug dealers to fly it in here own the prisons privately, and they get lobbyists to push for tough drug sentences. And then when you get caught with the drugs, you're in there for 10 freaking years, and they're still doing the same thing, bringing it in and bringing it in. And then they're giving guns and getting the border violence going, and there's the whole war on drugs. It's all BS, dude. The whole thing. You think they want to stop drugs from coming in here? No. They want to make it hard for drugs to come. That really happened. The CIA does. A lot of people have come out about that, you guys. Yeah. A lot of people. That's what the CIA does now. That's what they've been doing for a long time. I mean, they were doing that when Reagan was president. You know, leave us alone, man. Seriously. Wouldn't life be so good if they just frickin' butted their nose out? I'm not saying no government. We need a government. We do. You can't have no government. I mean, you have to have something running it, right? You got to have some sort of organization, somebody to keep organized, like getting the roads done and just keeping a whole system going. Like a manager, you got to have some sort of management system, and ultimately that becomes a government, doesn't it? Yeah. But you need to scale it back, man. People are a lot more capable of running their own communities and stuff than you think. But, oh, leave us alone, okay? We might have to break off and be 50 separate states and be, you know what I mean, like be like the Soviet Union splitting up back in the day or something, because it's not working out, man. It's not. The TSA is getting out of control in Tennessee, and we knew this was coming. We heard this like a year or two ago, okay? They're starting to put the checkpoints up now, stopping people on the roads, train stations, bus stations, truck stops, and they are soon going to be at every NFL stadium. The TSA. What does the Transportation and Security Administration have to do with the football game? Excuse me? Anybody? No, they're just the professional jock grabbers. They like to grab my jock. Get off my jock. Unbelievable. Guys, what are you going to do if they do that to you? Tell you what, I don't know if I can hold back from friggin' punching them out. You going to grab my what? No, you're not. I haven't flown since all this has happened. Truth, you been on a plane lately?
Not since I was a teenager.
You're smart. It's a friggin' nightmare.
Well, I can't even drive. I haven't had a license for actually about 5 years now.
Oh, so they won't let you on a plane?
I don't know. Probably not.
You don't want to go on one anyways. You're not missing anything anyways. Well, don't worry, because pretty soon... Well, you're in Canada, so you're a little better off. You don't have to deal with the TSA up there.
Well, we still have the scanners, and it's when my aunt flew last year, spring, I think, they were only selecting people. It wasn't everybody. So I don't know if it's everybody yet or not.
Yeah, but at least, over here, they're going to start hitting the street with checkpoints. So you could be driving in your car, and TSA is going to make you get out, and they're going to friggin', you're going to go to third base with a TSA agent on the side of the road.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying to people, you know, you'd expect TSA at the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, of course. High school proms, everything. Imagine that, dude. All over nothing. All over nothing, guys. They staged all this. Whether you believe what I'm saying about 9/11 or whether you believe it was controlled demolition like you've heard for a while, or whether you believe it was friggin' Israel, or you believe it was friggin' the Vatican, or you believe it was Brazil, no matter who you believe did it, right? It doesn't matter. They still use that to do all of this to us. We don't deserve this. We didn't do that. There's no friggin' terrorism over here, guys. We got to stop living in fear from it. And we got to take a stand about it. We got to let everybody know that this is all made up. This is all bullcrap, guys. We've lost our country over this. The Constitution is basically being pissed on right now. Okay, not to use vulgar language, but yeah, they're basically urinating on our Constitution right now. First, they lit it on fire. Yeah, that's what happened. Bush lit it on fire, and now Obama's peeing on it, okay? How's that for an image for you? So that's basically what's happening. We just want our rights back, and we're not even asking for a lot. We don't want free this, free that. We don't want this and that. We just want everything back the way it's supposed to be by freaking law, by the foundation of this country, what it was built on, the Constitution of the United States. It's not meant to be disregarded. That's meant to protect us. The people that are oppressive against us aren't supposed to be changing it on us because they're trying to keep us safe from people that don't freaking exist. What's next? We got to give up our rights because Santa Claus might crash into our house? That's what it sounds like to me now. We're talking about freaking Santa Claus here. You're keeping us safe from the Grinch. How do you think the people in the other countries feel? I don't even know how they feel. I feel bad for them. I mean, they don't even know what's coming, and we just start bombing the shit out of them. It's disgusting, guys. Guys, I'm up against the clock. I didn't mean to talk about the wars again, but, it goes back to that a lot. Is Bullet Cost up next, Truth War?
Let me see if he's online. No. I'm trying to bring him in.
If not, can you stick around for like 20 minutes?
Yeah. I'm actually stuck here right now because I had to turn the wireless back on my router. I had shut it off. And I turned something else on that creates a lot of static in my headphones, so I can't leave without missing a word. I don't want to miss one.
All right, good. All right, guys, we're gonna go a little extra here, cause we don't have anything lined up for 11, and I got a little more I want to say. So,
Okay, I'll play outro and then tune.
Yeah, perfect. We're gonna take a 5-minute break with the song, and we'll be right back. Not even 5 minutes. So don't go anywhere.